Good morning. It's Moments of Melody time. Here are the words of a young revolutionist. When I was a sophomore in college, I told my parents that I would use any means, any way, including political assassinations, to overthrow the government. My philosophy of life was the philosophy of the radical militant. I was fed up with the hypocrisy of society and felt that a dramatic change in the system of government and the laws of this country were imperative. Motivating forces in my life were fear, hate, bitterness, frustration, contempt. The New Folk, a singing group, visited my campus. I was impressed with the love and joy that radiated from their lives. A new quality of life altogether. I had always considered myself an agnostic. But when a member of the group shared Jesus Christ with me, I was struck with the fact that there has to be a God, and that He loves me unconditionally and accepts me just as I am. I had no love at all and wasn't exactly satisfied with myself, even though I wanted this new quality of life. The attitude of my heart was, God, if you're real, prove your love to me in 4 or 5 weeks, or forget it. He proved himself. I found what I had been searching for 19.5 years. Over a period of 2 years now, He has slammed down my fears and doubts and taken away the hatred and bitterness of my life, replacing it with His love. I'm still a revolutionist, but now I'm motivated by love and reason instead of hate and fear. Jesus is real. The words of Jim, a young revolutionist who found Christ, and his life was revolutionized. The Gospel according to Dr. Luke. And this was a parable that the Lord Jesus told them. There was a man that had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, but when he came and looked for fruit on it, he could find none. Whereupon he said to his vine dresser, "See, now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree for 3 years, and cannot find any. Cut it down. Why should it be a useless charge upon the land?" But he answered thus, "Sir, let it stand this year too, so that I may have time to dig and put dung around it. Perhaps it will bear fruit. If not, it will be time to cut it down then." Did you notice the words of the young revolutionist? He said over a period of 2 years, the Lord Jesus had slammed down his fears and doubts and taken away the hatred and bitterness in his life, replacing it with His love, the love of the Lord Jesus. He closed by saying, "I'm still a revolutionist, but now I'm motivated by love and reason instead of hate and fear. Jesus is real."